This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome. Okay, we will get started. I'd like to welcome everyone to our Thursday Mindful Awareness Meditation. I'm Diana Winston, and I am the Director of Mindfulness Education at the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center. We've been collaborating here with the Hammer on this meditation that used to be in person, but now obviously is virtual for the past, looks like about 11 years. So now I have Allison Pimentel helping me out, and she's going to be teaching it on the first Thursday of every month. And then I will be doing the others when I am available. We're here to practice mindfulness, and mindfulness is paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness and curiosity and a willingness to be with what is. So this is the definition I like to use, and it's really about how can we learn to be in the present moment and find a place of ease and well-being in spite of the circumstances. So today, I thought, considering that there is so much going on in the world, I'm guessing that people are feeling a little knocked out of center, perhaps, ungrounded, maybe. Any of those sound familiar to you? Yeah, it's just been a wild ride for the last couple of weeks for those of us in the US and maybe for those globally who've been watching what's happening here. So my intention for today is that we're going to do some really getting grounded and centered meditation, focused and just really finding our solidity and strength meditation. And then I also wanted to do a little bit of an exploration of intentions for the new year, since it is the beginning of the new year-ish, that we would just maybe reflect on our intentions for the coming year and the qualities we want to bring to it. And also like just our intentions for the world as well. So not just for ourselves. So that being said, why don't we get started with the meditation? And I just invite you to find a comfortable position. I see when I look at you, I see that some of you are sitting on chairs, some of you are on couches, some of you are on the floor on cushions. There may be some of you who are standing, but something that you can, so that will support you over this next 30 minutes. And your hands can be resting wherever they're comfortable, on your lap or knees or arms of the chair. Your back upright, but not too rigid or tight. And your eyes can be closed if you wish, but some people prefer to meditate with their eyes open. Either way is fine, just mostly looking downward so you're not too distracted. And we can begin by taking a few deep breaths. And as we take these deep breaths, use these breaths as a kind of invitation to slow down, to let go of whatever it took to get here, that you had to put away, or to just arrive in this room, this Zoom room. Another breath, deep breath. And then let's feel our feet on the ground. So if you're sitting in a chair, this is easy to do. If you're sitting cross-legged, you can just feel the base of your body touching the ground. But let's really make connection with the floor. One of the best ways to get grounded, or centered is to physically connect with the ground and the earth below. And so just let yourself feel the sensations of your feet touching the floor. Notice what you're experiencing. There's hardness, pressure, tingling, touch, maybe temperature. Really feel that physicality of the floor. And you might even want to not only feel your feet on the floor, but you could feel your pelvis and your thighs and just how you are cradled by that chair or couch or bed that is also touching the floor. So we're really looking at like the lower half of our body. And for those of you sitting on the ground, you have your whole lower body maybe touching the floor. So feel the sensations. And as you feel the sensations, now have a sense of not only the physicality of it, but just notice that there is the ground below you that is supporting you too. So feel, sense, experience, bring to your mind the earth below, solid, dependable, always there, even if it's many stories below. Can you imagine that you are not only sitting on your chair or cushion, but you are sitting on the ground? And it's almost like we can imagine we're like a mountain, just a mountain of solidity and strength that we are connected to in our posture. Just feel that earth below you. As you breathe in and out, you might imagine any nurturing qualities that are in the ground, that as you breathe in, you take that into you. We need all the strength we can get. And as you exhale, you can imagine just sending down into the ground anything that's not needed right now. And these are just thought exercises. They might appeal to you or not, but feel the support and the strength, the solidity of this earth. And know that anytime in these coming days when you feel knocked out of your center, ungrounded, anxious, worried, sad, scared, that you can return to the ground, feeling that ground. It's always here for you. And if you return your attention to just the sensations at your feet, you might notice the tingling, vibrating warmth. The sensations are changing. They're changing. You feel one foot and then the other. One vibrates, then there's a heaviness, solidity, hardness. This is actually a very fine way to practice mindfulness, is to notice the changing sensations in your feet. So many of us use the breath or listen to the sounds, but that's another option, is the feet. And some people do the same thing with their hands. So if you want to just for a moment notice your hands, bring your attention to your hands. You might feel tingling, heat, heaviness, hardness, softness. Also, they're changing. Feel the support of whatever your hands are resting on. Let's take another deep breath just to settle even more, if it's helpful. So you can stay with your hands or feet, noticing the changing sensations. Or if you'd like to connect with your breathing. If you're new, maybe you feel the breath in your abdomen rising and falling, expanding and contracting. Let your breath be at its own natural rhythm, in and out through your nose. Some people feel the breath at the chest area, expanding and contracting. And some people notice the air moving through their nose, or at the tip of their nose or above their upper lip. There's tingling, vibration, warmth, coolness. Lastly, if you're new and you aren't sure what to focus on, you might try listening to sounds for a moment. Sounds are coming and going. Just listening, not lost in a story about the sounds. So experienced people know where you focus your attention. And if you're new, pick something to focus on. And so if you liked your feet, changing sensations at your feet or hands, or your breath in one of those areas, or even the sounds, they all work equally well. So just choose which felt the most compelling to you, the clearest, the easiest. And let's begin this process of noticing our present moment experience, breath after breath, or sound or sensation after sound or sensation. Staying with feeling, sensing, not thinking about, just allowing the breath to arise, or allowing the sensations just kind of to come to you, receive them. And then typically what happens after maybe just a few seconds, maybe longer, is your attention wanders. Thoughts grab you. Thinking, planning, imagining. If this happens, it's normal. Just notice it's happened. You can say thinking softly in your mind. And then come back. Come back to what you're attending to. The grounding at your feet or hands. Breath or sounds. It sounds like there's a lot to notice, but it's actually pretty simple in terms of just pick something, stay with it, your attention wanders, bring it back to that same thing over and over. And people with experience know that you can always open up to whatever pulls your attention away in a more investigative awareness. You can let go of your focus entirely in a more choiceless awareness, or rest in things as they are without a lot of technique or effort, in a more natural awareness. That's up to you. So I'll be quiet for a bit so we can practice in silence. And remember, if you start to feel a little bit out of sorts, where your mind is going into the future, or worrying about this or that, either in your own life or what's going on in the world, you can always come back to yourself. Feel your feet on the ground. Feel that breath. Feel your body. Present moment is always here for us. And we can reconnect with that feeling of our feet on the ground if you're not there at this moment, feeling the solidity and the support. Resting, being held by the ground. I wanted to do a little bit of intention setting for this year. And so first, I think it's important to very gently recall this year and the past year, 2020, the challenges that you faced. What happened? Just reflect, what was hard? And for some of you thinking the whole thing was hard, I know. And just see if you can take a moment to here's what was the struggle. Just gently, not to dwell, but maybe it was isolation or this question, the confusion, the not knowing. Where there was loss, for many of us, there was loss. And so I just invite us to hold each other with compassion right now and those in the world who also experienced confusion and loss, fear, isolation. And for the way in which the world was so challenged by the pandemic and the crises that we encountered this last year. And then even in it, even though we dealt with this, there was also tremendous moments of beauty, of inspiration, of generosity. So just let your mind go back to something, if there's anything, even just a little glimmer of goodness, the silver lining. Maybe just closer times with family for some of us. Slowed down lifestyle. Less of a carbon footprint. Reconnecting with old friends. And what was meaningful for you this year, this past year? Did go well? What did you learn? So as we contemplate moving, well, we're already here in 2021. And even though it's been a rocky few weeks, there's many more months to come. And what intentions might you set for the future? For yourself or for your family or for the world? Knowing what was hard and knowing the beauty that was there too, if there was any. What qualities would you like to see in this coming year? Embodied either in you or in the larger world sphere. Whether it's more compassion or forgiveness, deeper connection to ourselves, to others, a world with more wisdom, more generosity. So just imagine what for you is maybe a word, a quality that sums it up, or maybe there's several. What could 2021 be about for you? And let's imagine that 2021 brings healing, brings the end of isolation, brings joy and connection on a personal and relational and institutional and global level. Just imagine. And okay, we don't know if that's going to happen or not, but we have to sort of imagine it for it to be here. Imagine the world you want to see here and what qualities it would have. And maybe they're the same qualities that you want to embody. And that's how we make the world. Notice how you're feeling. Notice what's happening in your body, your heart, and mind. And let's feel the grounding one last moment, centered, present on this earth. May we all live with more wisdom and compassion in this year to come. So if you feel like it before you run, don't leave yet. Drop into the chat any of those qualities that you want to see either in yourself or the world, or any kind of thoughts you have about any words for yourself or for the world. And everybody can take a look at the chat and just see health and gratitude and peace and patience, determination, deep healing, acceptance, sanity, growth, compassion. Yeah. May it be so. So for those of you who are here for the first time, if you're interested in doing more mindfulness, you please come to our website, which, and by the way, read the chat. It's really beautiful. Please come to the website for UCLA Mark, which is uclahealth.org/mark, and they will put information out there. I'm teaching a lot this year, so feel free to come join me to things. And other lots of great teachers doing wonderful classes through our center, so we can go into mindfulness in a deeper way. Most of our classes are starting this week if you want to jump on in. And what else? You don't forget UCLA Mindful app. Everything we do here is on the app. So it just gets in like 2 days, it'll be up. So you can re-listen to things and listen to the old ones. We have hundreds of meditations. And I will stay on now for like about 10 minutes. If you have any questions about, I'm happy to answer them. And you're welcome also to leave. So if you're leaving, see you next time. I'll be here next week, and otherwise happy to chat with anyone who wants to. You're welcome to come on camera if you want. Okay.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to mark.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.